And the Social Security Administration has seen a huge increase in the number of citizens applying for disability benefits over the past 2 years. This adds to an existing backlog of applications SSA has been trying to reduce for the last few years. House lawmakers received an update on how well SSA is dealing with the new claims because of the recession and how it's affecting the backlog. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller covered the hearing today. He joins us now with details. So, Jason, the state of the Social Security Administration's disability claims backlog. Let's start with that.
Well, the backlog is down to about 697,000 cases, which sounds like an incredible amount. But just back in 2008, it was all the way up to 760,000 cases. So we're talking about roughly about 63,000. It's down by 63,000 over the last 2 years. And remember, the last 2 years, we've seen a huge recession. People have lost jobs. They've applied for claims. So this is actually pretty good news from that perspective. Now, SSA has a plan to get that backlog under about 500,000, under about actually 460,000 by 2013, which the Government Accountability Office recently said is achievable. So the joint hearing today between the House Ways and Means Subcommittee on Income Security and Family Support and the Subcommittee on Social Security got into this in more detail, got an update about what's going on. Congressman Jim McDermott is the chairman of the Income Security and Family Support Subcommittee.
Across the country at this moment, there are 784,000 Americans are waiting judgment and 695,000 claimants whose applications were denied and are waiting for hearing on an appeal. Given the increase in filings that will continue to come as a result of the recession, the Social Security Administration anticipates at the end of this year, over 1 million Americans will be waiting for a response to their initial claim. Disability claims will wait an average of 111 days for an initial decision, and appellants, those people who appeal, will wait an average of 442 days in addition to delays in earlier stages. For cases that are appealed all the way to the federal courts, the process takes an average of 1,720 days. If those are just averages, I hate to think what the outliers would be on that kind of a record.
Now remember, he gave a lot of numbers there, but let me go over the ones that matter. 697,000 disability cases or claims. There's 1 million overall claims. Now, Social Security processes a lot of different types of cases. So remember, these are not, you know, one for one. That's why the numbers are a little different. Now, SSA, and this has been a big problem for SSA for a number of years. They've been on the GAO high risk list since 2003. And this is focusing a lot of their time on trying to reduce the backlog and make the processes more simple.
So you mentioned the recession and that's had an impact. What impact does the recession have on the backlog of cases?
Correct. Now, I think that's the same question many lawmakers ask today. And unfortunately for SSA and the citizens, the backlog is actually growing because of the recession. Michael Astor is the commissioner of the Social Security Administration, and he says SSA will decide about 3.1 million disability claims cases this year. That's just an incredible amount if you think about it, and just in terms of how many people are applying and how much they're going through. Yeah. Additionally, the recession has impacted the states who carry out many of these disability claim processing. States are short on money, so they furloughed employees who are working on these cases, which has caused problems. Now, Congressman Bob Filner, who normally is not on the committee, but he testified before the committee that these furloughs are having a huge impact on Social Security Administration. And in fact, he drafted a bill to federalize the employees who work on disability claims.
I think we need to more aggressively help the tens of thousands who are waiting for their claims to be processed as a result of state-mandated furloughs. Federal law allows the Social Security Administrator to federalize DDS employees if a state, quote, substantially fails to live up to its responsibilities to process claims. To assist the administrator in this area, I have drafted a bill called Don't Delay Services Act, which would deem furloughs of the DDS employees a substantial failure, triggering the provision of existing federal law that allows SSA to federalize the DDS. And as drafted, my bill would not change any provisions of federal law concerning the rights or protections of these workers. This is not a perfect solution, but I think if you took this up and passed it, it would send a wake-up call to governors across the country who insist on pursuing the illogical and counterproductive policy of furloughing DDS employees.
Now, Filner's point is this, and many congressmen, I think, agreed with him on the committee, that you're furloughing employees who get paid by federal money. So what money are you actually saving when, in fact, you know, they call this irrational, they call it doesn't make sense, because the other piece of this is they're actually costing more money by causing the cases to go on longer, so therefore the states have to make up the slack with the people who don't have jobs, who people aren't getting disability funding, so they're getting state aid, whether it's through food stamps or other programs. Mm-hmm. So in the end, they're cutting their nose to spite their face in many ways. So the big question was, they asked Commissioner Astrew, do you agree with this? Should we federalize? And actually, Astrew didn't necessarily support Filner's bill per se. Instead, he said, he actually responded to another question from a Nevada congresswoman, Shelley Berkeley, about how furloughs are affecting SSA's work there.
I know that they've already been damaging for morale. I know that processing times are slipping already in Nevada. I'm not very happy about it. There's a tendency to say status quo or full federalization. And I would say to you that I think that you have a range of options in between where I think it would be advisable to perhaps ask GAO or others to take a look and help define those for you, hold some hearings, try to get some consensus. But I think that there are solutions in between the status quo and full federalization that could make a huge difference very quickly.
Now, interestingly, Astrew didn't say what those options are, and no one on the committee or subcommittees asked what those options are. So it'll be interesting to see kind of how this plays out, especially around Filner's bill.
So what are they doing then to reduce the backlogs in the meantime? Because the number of applicants are increasing, so how are they going to...
Absolutely. They're faced with this onslaught of people who need help, yet their resources are definitely not going to increase. So SSA is taking several steps, starting with their hiring, actually, more than 2,800 more disability claim processors and updating technology.
We're building a common disability case processing system that will replace old programming language in each of the 54 DDSs. This web-based system will be the foundation for a state-of-the-art disability process. ECAD is also improving the quality of our decisions by aiding examiners as they evaluate disability claims. Every DDS will have this important tool by April 2011.
Now, they're also taking lessons learned from their previous work. Astrew says these include some simple efficiency actions.
When there's a verification program that's a four-digit social security number instead of a nine, that means 10 times as many people come in to the field offices because four digits is very inaccurate. So there's a number of things in terms of simplification that could conceivably reduce some of our burdens. You know, a simple thing that we did that saved us, I think, a lot of 2007 is that we were asking for every retirement application, following an old policy that said you've got to either mail to us or bring into a field office an original birth certificate for authentication. Well, it turned out we could actually authenticate much more effectively with information that we'd already started collecting over the years.
Lawmakers overall seem pretty happy with SSA's progress, but at the same time, we're frustrated with the length of time it's taken. I mean, every congressman and congresswoman that got up there said, well, in my state, why do you have this problem, or how are you solving this problem? And that went on for quite a while. Now, committee members recognize that Congress overall has not funded SSA like they should have over the years, and we're very interested to know what statutory changes SSA needs to improve their overall processes, because a lot of this is policy, a lot of this is regulation. This is not necessarily... just flip the switch. It takes some time to fix. Astrew, however, did not offer any specific ideas, saying SSA and OMB were still working on a legislative proposal. Another big discussion that came out during the hearing was something called reconsideration. Now, this is where a citizen who has been denied disability benefits appeals that initial decision. SSA, for the most part, discontinued this reconsideration process, and instead those appeals went directly to an administrative law judge. But these administrative law judges have not, they've had some good success, but now SSA believes that they can bring back this reconsideration process in areas that need the most help, specifically Michigan, where they have one of the largest backlogs, if not the largest backlog in all of the country. And they want to spend about $20 million to get this process started again. But Congress and even SSA's Inspector General says, we're doubtful that this can help much. Is this really the best use of $20 million? Can you do more? So obviously this is something else to watch in the future as this progresses. Now finally, what's interesting about all of this as well is that they are working to reduce the backlog. GAO has given them a lot of benefits. Dan Bertone, who's the Director of Disability Issues, Education, Workforce, and Income Security at GAO, testified. And he talked about how, well, there's backlogs on all parts of the claim processes. and most severe at the hearings level, SSA has a solid idea, solid strategy, if you will, to eliminate a lot of that backlog. But there are a lot of risks that could push back those milestones. And again, this is something else that's going to continue to look at. And it's really going to be interesting to see what changes SSA makes over the next year or two, what actions they take from Congress to help them to do that, and how much support they have from the administration, from the budget. So there's a lot of moving pieces here. So if they can all come together, they can reach that milestone. But otherwise, we're going to see these backlogs continuing.
What's the sense of urgency that you picked up on from these guys? I mean, do they feel like the hair's on fire, or do they feel like they have a little bit of breathing room? Or could you tell?
No, I think Astru is you know, you guys have talked to him before, at least I think. I know we've had him on our shows before.
Oh, yeah.
And he's a very confident person. I mean, you watching the hearing, you know, you could see he was very comfortable in that element. And I think he understands that not only the pressure he's on under, or at SSA is under by Congress, but also by the citizens. I mean, SSA is one of those agencies that touches every single citizen in one way or another eventually. And they realize they have to be more user-friendly. They have to do things better. They have to simplify the processes. Because, as he said at one point, you know, I'm amazed that people even get through the process because it's so convoluted. And, you know, I think people will agree with you that that's the case. So I think that there is a sense of that their hair's on fire and they got to make some changes. And the recession's not changing all that quickly where people are going to stop applying. I think you'll see more people apply sooner than you'll see less people apply.
Got it.
And as you say, IRS and SSA are the two agencies that touch everybody.
Correct. And there's a lot of expectation about those two agencies. So.